Hey everybody, welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am Chris, and joining me is Tommy. Tommy, how's it going?
I'm good. Pretty pumped with all the information they've released so far this week.
Lots of information this week. Began with our first screenshot of NCAA Football 12 featuring Florida against Miami, both wearing their 2010 Nike Pro Combat uniforms. They didn't tell us everything that was new in the game visually. They put out this screenshot to see what the community would find and notice. What was in there? What stood out to you when you first saw that screenshot?
I think just about the first thing everybody noticed, even the people that aren't a big fan of the visuals, it was easy to see the dreadlocks hanging out of the back of the helmet of number six. He's in a juking position, and you can kind of see the dreadlocks almost look like they're free-flowing out of the back of his helmet. It's something a lot of people have been clamoring for, and you know, now it's finally in the game, and it looks good from what we see. But even going beyond further than that, if you look around a lot, you can see the three-dimensional grass with the actual blades of grass sticking up out of the ground. That's something interesting to see. And then just simply the lighting itself, you can actually tell, especially if you go back and compare a screenshot to last year, you can tell that the lighting like really pops. I mean, instead of it being almost a solid shading on individual players, it's now you can tell, you know, variances of shading and you know how the highs and lows really offset each other.
Following day, we received our first video of NCAA Football 12 from our director Gene Adams and producer Ben Howmiller, talking about some of the features coming to the game on the visual side of it. And here are some of the features, and we'll go through to talk about them a little bit. High dynamic range rendering, HDR, higher resolution crowds, more player gear, dreadlocks, as you mentioned, 3D grass and particles, which we'll get to. New uniforms were also, we could figure out from the screenshot, the 2010 Nike Pro Combats for Florida and Miami. Tommy, let's talk about some of this stuff first. The high dynamic range rendering. HDR is going to bring a whole new effect to the visuals of the game. Those guys who like to take screenshots and post them online really going to enjoy this. The video really explains it in greater detail than we ever could. Basically, it takes into account the lighting and camera position for new realism effect. Higher resolution crowds, we really didn't get a great comparison photo for this, but we can tell from screenshots, the community has noticed, we can tell in the background there's something going on. Those crowds look improved. We have yet to have a real close-up shot of that yet.
Along with that, in the background, some people have pointed out that it appears to be bands that are in the stadium. Obviously, we can't tell. We don't get a full shot at it, but it definitely appears to be a segment of people in the stands that are different from the rest of the fans. So, again, we assume that's the band that's in the stands, and if so, again, great work to Brian Parker for all the work he did with that. But we'll obviously wait and see. I'm sure they'll tell us more about that as time goes on.
In the blog, Gene mentions more player gear. Now, I'm someone, I'll notice if a stadium or field are uniforms out of date, but player gear, that's not always something that stands out to me. I assume that's some new helmets and face masks. Did you know anything new like that, Tommy?
Well, definitely there's new helmets. I believe the one that's in the first shot that we got was Miami player. He's wearing, I think it's called a Shoot Ion, but again, I'm not very big onto accessories or anything like that, but you can definitely look at it and tell that it's new. As well, you think there's other new helmets and face masks that you see throughout the rest of the video.
Of course, dreadlocks, very, very visible on that first screenshot and then throughout the video. They look a lot better, in my opinion, than Madden's dreadlocks. I'm not a guy who really concerns either way on it, but considering more and more players nowadays have them, I can understand how wide there are people out there clamoring for it. 3D grass and particles, I think this is a huge improvement that it's gotten a lot of credit, but I think maybe it deserves a little bit more. For me, I think what it does is it makes the players feel like they are on the field and moving and running against it. With that 3D grass, if you look in the screenshots and videos, the grass is just tall enough you don't see the bottom of their shoes on every step as compared to previous versions of the game. So I'm hoping with this that whole quote-unquote skating effect will be gone, because now it should seem like they're planting more and you won't see them touching or not touching the flat grass that we had before.
Agreed. The old grass, it almost looked like a sort of a tennis court to where it's almost a hard surface. But, you know, even watching the video, the very opening shot sequence, you see players have their foot in the grass, and you can see, you know, the bottom half of their foot is kind of buried into that grass. It looks really nice. And then as you go throughout the video, you also see grass clippings that come up as it appears that, as though people are running. I'll be curious to see, and it sounds as though we'll get this, but to see whether or not we'll have, like, on a turf field to have like the black sand and pellets popping up as players run around the field as well. It'll be interesting if we get to see that.
That would be, and I didn't even think about that aspect of it. That will be interesting to see if that's in there. We also, from the first screenshot, could determine that the 2010 Nike Pro Combats are in there. I'm going to assume that means that all of them be in. Will they be tied to the demo like they were last year? We don't know. But in the screenshot, we can see that Miami and Florida are playing in their 2010 Pro Combats. Also this week, we had the debut of the Play of the Day. Each day for the next 5 weeks, we're going to get a new offensive and defensive play alternating throughout the week. Some of the offensive plays that we've had so far are the pistol full house, halfback off tackle, basically the diamond formation that Oklahoma State ran and other schools copied it throughout last season, the shotgun spread, flex weak Y stick, a play out of Houston ran a lot, and then the nickel normal cover six. Tommy, I'm going to let you just pick one play. Which one of these stands out to you, and which one are you most excited to have in the game?
For me, the one I'm most excited is the nickel normal cover six, just because it's the first time that in NCAA that we've had split deep coverage to where two guys are assigned to half the field and then another guy is assigned the other half by himself. It's interesting to see, and it almost, again, leads credence to the fact of Madden talking about how they're improving zone defense this year. It makes me assume that, obviously, that's going to carry over to NCAA, and that they, with the first play that they're showing as far as defense, it being a zone coverage, makes me think that EA really, you know, has plans to do something big with the defensive, has plans to do something big with the zone coverages.
That has been the concern from the community on that play, that they've said if they don't, EA doesn't adjust the zone defenses and how they work in the game, the play won't be as beneficial as it could be. But like you said, we have the Madden podcast where they talk about the central gameplay team, how one of their big focuses is zone defense, defensive AI. So hopefully that will be an area that gets addressed in both football titles this year. In a previous edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast, we talked about how there's some bad information out there on Wikipedia that news articles are quoting as the gospel or truth. Just this afternoon, we had word from Rob Semsey, PR for EA Sports, squashing the rumor there will be no PC version of NCAA Football 12. That was a platform listed on Wikipedia, just proving that Wikipedia is not a viable source as anyone can update it. As of now, the only versions we know of are the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 versions, as they are the versions listed to pre-order on the official product website. Also, don't forget to continue voting for who you want to see on the cover of NCAA Football 12. Candidates are Mark Ingram, Nick Fairley, DeMarco Murray, and Jake Locker. Voting ends on April 4th. The winner will be announced on April 19th. You can vote once per day. All right, Tommy, we're at the end of the show. It's time. As of March 18th, how many days are we away from the release of NCAA Football 12?
As of Friday, March 18th, we now have 116 days. Obviously, there's still a lot more information for EA to give us with the play of the day for the next 25 business days. That'll at least take care of us for a little bit, but you know EA is going to keep bringing information for us.
For Tommy, this is Chris. Everyone, thank you for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.